You're listening to The Natural World. I'm John Cooney. Journal entry, January 3rd, 10:30 a.m. Central Oregon Coast, Cape Perpetua, West Shelter. A large flock of crossbills flits through the Sitka spruce canopy below like an eruption of tiny sparks. These seed-eating birds' furtive movements and elusive substance overwhelms the limits of my abilities to focus on any individual. An interlude between tropical storms has left a balmy, dead calm over the Pacific Northwest. The sea lies flat like a sheet of tempered steel. Bands of iridescence reflect diffused, muted sunlight. A slate-gray sky merges imprecisely with the ocean's surface, fashioning an indeterminate horizon. This shelter, constructed of stone, mortar, and timbers, is perched near the very top of the cape. The view, often called the most spectacular on the Oregon coast, takes in over 70 miles of coastline, encompassing 180 degrees of unobstructed seascape. It is possible to detect ships up to 37 miles out to sea. It almost seems possible to see the curvature of the earth as I scan the horizon from north to south. This shelter, along with Cape Perpetua's campground and trails, are gifts from a previous generation and more desperate times. In 1933, the Depression had overwhelmed the economy and daily life in the United States. Over 13 million Americans, about one-third of the available workforce, were unemployed. Young men were particularly hard hit. They were often untrained, unskilled, unable to gain experience, and in many cases lacked adequate education. In March of that year, just weeks after President Franklin Delano Roosevelt was inaugurated, Congress passed an act establishing the Civilian Conservation Corps. Its mission was to put young men to work and to restore the country's depleted natural resources and establish an orderly program of useful public works projects. The enrollees were provided with a uniform, room and board, and were paid $30 per month. Of that $30, $25 were sent home to assist their families. In June of 1933, Company 963 set up a temporary camp of tents on the south side of Cape Perpetua, just north of Cape Creek. The men began construction of the permanent camp to be known as Camp Cape Creek, which was located just west of the present Cape Perpetua Visitor Center. In the winter of 1934, six men dragged materials up this hill and constructed what was to be called the West Shelter. Severe winter storms forced the men to spend a good deal of time huddled under a lean-to until it was safe to resume construction. During World War II, this modest stone refuge was used as a seashore watch station. A large coastal defense gun was installed to protect the homeland from attack. From this lofty perch, the grand view does not give way easily to details on the ocean's surface. Crabbers roam about retrieving their crab pots attached to proprietary neon-colored buoys. Sea ducks, cormorants, pelicans, and murres are numerous, but are practically invisible without magnification. Hundreds of gulls are rendered into tiny white dots whose Brownian movements animate the surface. Seals, sea lions, and even surfacing gray whales appear insignificant from this elevated viewpoint. Oddly, this remote outpost was for hundreds of years one of the few geographic features on the west coast of North America that was known to Europeans. It was sighted and duly recorded by explorer Bartolome Ferrero in 1543, as well as Sir Francis Drake in 1575 and Martin d'Aguilar in 1605. The cape was named by Captain James Cook on March 7, 1778, as he searched for the Pacific entrance to the Northwest Passage. Cook gave the cape its name because it was sighted on St. Perpetua's Day. Far below, an unusually high tide sends rolling surf crashing into the narrow crack in the dark rocky basalt shelf called Devil's Churn. A spouting horn erupts periodically in response, rhythmically forcing perfect columns of vaporous seawater high into the air. Wren and the West Eugene Wetlands Education Center are sponsoring a wetland wander at Checker Mallow Access on Tuesday, January 12th from 9 to 10 a.m. Wetland wanders are casual walks through various West Eugene wetlands sites on the second Tuesday of every month. This month, the group will meet at the Checker Mallow site located on the south side of Royal Avenue between Green Hill and Terry Street. They will be walking along the paved Fern Ridge bike path. The program is free. Wren will provide binoculars. For more information, call 683-6494. If you have sightings or events you would like to report or suggestions of areas you would like to see profiled, you can send me email at John Cooney, that's John with an H, C-O-O-N-E-Y, at msn.com.